Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into The Craftsman, the premier comedy advice podcast. You can find The Craftsman on iTunes. We're also on Stitcher. And you can check out the comments section located at duncantrussell.com for all relevant links. My name is Duncan Trussell, and you can find me on Twitter at Duncan Trussell. You can also follow me on Instagram at Duncan Trussell. You can check out my Tumblr blog, Comedy Talk Today 2014 at tumblr.com. And like me on Facebook, Duncan Trussell, and do go back and like the last 5 or 6 of my Instagram pictures, because that really does help me get up in those Instagram ratings. And also do follow me on Instagram, because that really does help. You can also find my Vines at Duncan Trussell. Make sure to subscribe to my Vines, and do me a favor and subscribe to my Reddit fan page, which is /DTFH at Reddit. And you can also connect to me through LinkedIn if you want to talk business or any kind of job opportunities. I'm on Instagram, or rather LinkedIn, and that's Duncan Trussell on LinkedIn. And you can find me on Tinder. Just kidding, I don't have a Tinder profile yet, but I'm working on getting that, my web guy, to get that set up for me. My co-hosts are Johnny Pemberton. You can find Johnny Pemberton on Twitter. It's at Johnny Pemberton on Twitter. He's also on Tumblr. That's johnnypemberton.tumblr.com. You can also find Johnny over at his website. He's got a Squarespace website. That's johnnypemberton.squarespace.com. You can also find Johnny Pemberton's rooftop comedy profile located at Johnny Pemberton at rooftopcomedy.com. Look up Johnny Pemberton. Brendan Walsh is the other co-host of the Craftsman Comedy Podcast. You can find Brendan Walsh's website at brendanwalsh.com. He's also on Twitter at Brendan Walsh. You can check out his Wikipedia page by going to Wikipedia and looking up Brendan Walsh. Brendan Walsh is located at Google Plus. He's got a great Google Plus handout, and you can find him over there on... He's got a profile located at Earwolf, so you can go to earwolf.com/person/Brendan-Walsh if you want to check out his Earwolf profile. He's also located on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Brendan M. Walsh. And you can listen to his podcast, The Bone Zone, which is at allthingscomedy.com/channels/21/the-bone-zone. You can also check out his profile on the Laugh Factory Comedy Network website, located at www.laughfactory.com/Brendan Walsh. And you can find Brendan Walsh's profile at the Acme Comedy Company, which is located at acmecomedycompany.com/comics/headliners/Brendan-Walsh. So definitely check those out. And of course, follow him on Instagram and follow him on Twitter, and check out his rooftop comedy profile, which is at rooftopcomedy.com/Brendan-Walsh. And you can really get lost in that rooftop comedy website with so many great comedian profiles to go through. So don't spend too much time in there, comedians, because the less time you spend on the internet and the more time you spend writing jokes and mapping out your stage time for the week, the more your craft is going to become perfected, and the sooner you're going to get in that Kimmel showcase or that Tonight Show showcase. Today's a great episode. It's brought to you by Grape Ape Purple Vape Vape Juice E-Juice, which you can find at grapeape-purplevape-ejuice.com. vape-eu.com. And this is a great vape. This is a great e-juice. It tastes like purple, and it's really nice on the lungs. So definitely check out the Great Vape Vape Juice. You're going to love it. Without further ado, let's get this podcast started. If you want to find any links, you can go to duncantrussell.com. All the links I mentioned here will be listed there. And as always, please go through our Amazon portal if you want to buy something through Amazon. First, do go through the portal located at duncantrussell.com and bookmark that portal. And also give us a nice rating on iTunes if you could. And be sure to like The Craftsman on Facebook and upvote us on Reddit. And make sure that you give us a good like over there on YouTube at our YouTube channel. And make sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and also on Stitcher. Now let's get going with today's episode of The Craftsman.
Don't act like an idiot at the bar. Just do not drink and be quiet.
If you have a warm personality and come from a positive place, you will do great.
But don't be a comedian, as in you stand on stage and do stand-up comedy and make fun of Islam and Muslims.
Welcome to The Craftsman, a podcast dedicated to teaching young performers the art and craft of stand-up comedy. The Craftsman, with comedians Brendan Walsh from Chelsea Lately and Johnny Pemberton from Chelsea Lately. And me, Duncan Trussell, your host, who has not been on Chelsea Lately.
Rolling. Dun, dun, dun. Hey. He's got that. Is that okay there? You doing all right?
Yeah.
A little bit of technical
cool,
difficulties.
Yeah, man. Technical difficulties. That's something
False
else.
False start, take two.
False
back
start,
to
take
one.
Two. Here we are, guys. And we're at The Craftsman right now. You're listening to The Craftsman. This is your moderator for this session. This is Johnny Pemberton.
What's up?
And I'm sitting down here with two of my favorite comics. And
what's
two of the...
up?
You got to let me say your name first. This guy needs to figure it out already. I'm just kidding, Brendan.
I got so much coffee today. Okay, sorry.
I'm just riffing with you. You know that, right? I'm just riffing.
Okay. I love riffing with
Can
you.
Can I take a puff on this vape?
Sure, man.
Oh, you know what? That's actually, we should definitely save that for later on, but go ahead and hit that vape. But that's a topic I wanted to bring up.
Well, and we do have a sponsor for the podcast for the first time.
Let me just lay out some things here real
quick. Crimson King Vapes on Hollywood Boulevard, 444.
Got it. So this
Hollywood B.
You're listening to The Craftsman, which is a podcast about the craft of comedy, specifically stand-up comedy. And I'm going to be moderating tonight because last time we did this, we all sat down, we had a little great discussion, learned a lot about comedy, taught a lot about comedy, talked a lot about comedy, and Duncan, you moderated, so we're going to kind of do like a round-robin moderation thing here.
Well,
so,
I wanted to keep moderating, but you said we should do round-robin.
Well, I just thought it would be nice, you know, because you kind of, I want to hear what you guys have to say. I feel like you guys have a lot of stuff to say here. So, I mean, is there anything that you guys are thinking about? Like, what's happening right now in the world of comedy that's on your mind? Let's just throw it out there. What's going on?
It's festival season. So that's not to get too inside baseball for all you non-comedian listeners, but
this is a baseball
season.
Podcast. you know what I'm saying?
Whoa, that just threw me for a curveball.
Yeah. Oh man! Oh wow! Or knuckleball would have been a good punch up.
Knock it out of the park on this podcast.
Yeah, but one thing I like about this podcast is that we do it at my home.
Yeah, home plate for Duncan here.
Just a little warning, you guys. I'm not letting either one of you get to second base tonight.
Oh, jeez.
What is that?
Second
boobs?
Base. That
up
boobs.
The shirt. Yeah.
And you guys will call me if I run a foul or anything here, right? Okay. Because, if I strike out, that's a whole other thing.
No, I think that was just a home run.
That's what she said.
Oh, shit.
Brendan, I got to say, I really like what you started off with here because what you just did is something that I think a lot of young comedians and people now don't understand. And that's really doing metaphors and riffing on metaphors that are something that people get, which is baseball, football, basketball, things like that are in the sphere of understanding.
But also, if I could add to what you're saying, and it was brilliant what you did.
Yeah.
I think it's being in the moment, really.
But it's when a lot of the top comedy shows right now, the top still, as always, being Chelsea Lately, involve a roundtable situation. And guys, this isn't...
There's At Midnight, too, is
and At Midnight
great showcase
is
similar.
For comedians. But my only complaint with At Midnight is they don't let you do any material on there. And I think that is...
Yeah.
The comedian's material is his calling card. So there should be a segment where somebody can at least do one or two
I think you've got a lot of opportunities to do your material when they have their hilarious Twitter hashtag gags. And I think that's a good chance for a comedian to sort of, you know, tee up and throw in their comedy cards.
Well, I'm always on the lookout for, like, if somebody leaves a door open, like, let's say we're naturally having a conversation about, you know, television or whatever. Right. I'll try to steer the conversation into, like, let's make a deal so I can do, you know, either is that your final answer bit.
That's a great thing.
That's I don't know if you guys, I've been working on that. You know, it's a part of that whole dating riff that I do.
Can I just interrupt you there real quick, Duncan? You were talking about Chelsea lately.
I finish my point?
Yeah, exactly. I'd love that.
One thing that happens when you're on a roundtable show is that we're not talking about, you know, playing by the rules. You've got to have the guts to get in there. You
got to
talk over people sometimes. And I'll tell you, if you're going to sit in the back and wait for someone to say, what funny thing do you have to say, Brendan Walsh?
Oh, no, you got to get, you got to jump in there.
I'll tell you when that's going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Ever.
You're not going to, you'll never speak.
Shit. Sorry, guys.
Is that your manager?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it your manager or your agent?
I got to take it.
Or it could be both, actually. It could be on a conference.
Can we record the call?
Sure.
Go ahead and take it.
Yeah, I want to take that.
Is this a real call with a manager?
Hello.
Can I just say
something? Hey, how's it going?
Kids, listen up. This is how you talk to them.
That's great. Honestly, no, I got to tell you, I really think I knocked it out of the park on that, too. This is such good news.
Yeah, what do you say?
So
there?
What do I... Okay, CBS Radford.
That's a studio. It's a major studio. Fitting. Yeah. This is what happens before a booking.
No, that sounds great.
Sounds like an audition or a callback.
Sounds like a booking because I heard the word fitting.
Okay. Park in the lot across the street.
Okay, parking instructions. This is real.
Yeah,
this
across the street's better too because you can get lost on those lots. Yeah.
Will I get reimbursed for the parking?
Doesn't matter. You shouldn't
ask. I was going to say that.
I'll be there. And it'll air.
He's talking with his manager though, so it is a safe place.
But... Okay. So, no, don't wear green.
Yeah.
Green's green.
But you're going to want to bring...
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's great. This is awesome news. All right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
What do we got?
Yeah, let's hit us with the other side of that conversation, please.
Yeah, no, I booked a gig.
Great.
Yep. It's not...
Oh, yeah.
It's not exactly a starring role in, like, Two and a Half Men or anything.
Yeah, well, there's only one of those. I think we all know what happened to that guy.
What do you got?
It's an audience opportunity. I'm going to be in the audience of a new, there's a new pilot.
Great.
Called the Kitchen Help.
Kitchen Help. Heard about this. It's got some buzz. Yeah.
So that's great, Brendan. Congrats. You know, a lot of other comedians, when they get a call like that from the manager, they might say, like, no, you know, I'm too good to be in the audience or to be part of the show. That is part of the show.
Yeah.
The audience is as valid a part of the show as the actors are part of the show. It's all a team. We're all working together here. And you need to take those opportunities when they come. So way to go, man.
Yeah, the way I look at it, like, it's, you know, it doesn't pay anything.
Doesn't matter.
Got to pay to park. But that's 6 hours, you know, it's
worth
a six-hour commitment.
And that's a tax write-off.
For two tapings.
Tax write-off.
But that's also, that's 6 hours that I'm going to be on a lot.
Totally.
On a real Hollywood studio lot. Mm-hmm. And you better bet your ass I'm going to have some headshots and resumes and business cards. I mean, I'm going to...
That you might just leave and maybe the executive bathroom?
Leave around. You never know who else is going to be in the audience. And there's definitely going to be some industry around.
Let me give you an example of how these things go right.
This is great.
My friend Raymond Plitz had a very similar... opportunity. Mm-hmm. He was in the audience for Price is Right.
Oh,
and
that's a great one because you could get on stage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He did not get on stage. He went there.
Mm-hmm.
But as he was leaving the Price is Right lot, he ran into Graham French. Remember him? He used to do the mic at...
Yeah, he used to run the mic at... not Schlotsky's. It's that one deli place.
Clint's Deli.
Oh, he taught that class. He had a comedy class.
He taught the class.
At Iowa West.
Exactly.
Okay. Comedy class. It wasn't at Iowa West. It's right near Iowa West. But he would just say it was right close by. Yeah.
But his car had broken down or whatever, and he got a ride back, and they sort of started talking, and he got a good 6 minutes of stand-up out of that because he had to run to the mic, and bam, 6 minutes of stage time.
Boom. Also, you just said something, Duncan, that a lot of people don't know about. what you just said about his car breaking down, now that's something we all understand, right? And there's two aspects of this I want to just talk about real quick. One, if you're a comic, your car should never break down. You should be making sure that car is running.
Yes.
But two, sometimes, wink, wink, that car might break down,
whoops,
wink, wink. And who's going to give you a ride? Well, a lot of those executives, they're sharks in the boardroom, but when it comes to a broken car, they love showing off that new Audi.
Churchill said,
yeah,
the best way to get someone to help you is to let them help you.
Yep.
And to add, too, you know, Pamela Anderson was discovered from being in the seats at a baseball game.
That's true. Yep. She's in the audience.
Huh.
Yeah.
And never heard that.
I think it's true.
What's that story?
She's Canadian, and she was at a Toronto baseball game. I think one of those Toronto baseball teams. Yeah.
Mm.
I really got to brush up on my sports because my references are really slacking these days.
But, a lot of great comics coming out of Canada.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey. Jim Belushi. Mike Myers. Dana Carvey.
Gavin Brodsom.
Hilarious.
Jeff Gelding. I just saw him at the store the other
Tevin
day.
Tevin Sanchez, who's killing it at the mics.
Have you seen that bit he has about Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. This is his joke. I mean, Jeff Gelding, all props to you, baby. I won't do it justice, but basically it's like he goes both ways with it. Bed Bath & Beyond, it's like there's not a whole lot beyond the bed and bath But then he takes out, like, you know, what he gives you what the beyonds could be, and we're talking like crazy stuff here.
It's a real fun one.
You can really run with that,
like
kind
a time
of
machine and there's a Stargate portal or something and midgets. I know that there's like midgets working there.
Well, can I use this opportunity to ask you guys a question? What are some a real obvious sources for material you think that are real good, like
Beyonce
crowd? Okay, Beyonce. Maybe we just do like a rapid fire round here.
Beyonce,
okay.
Bed Bath and Beyonce.
Bed Bath.
Oh
my God! Have you tweeted that?
No.
Can we just? We're gonna stop down real quick and do a tweet break.
Should we pause for a second?
I'm gonna go ahead and tweet that.
Quick pause for a tweet break, guys.
All three of us should tweet it. Or?
Yeah, let's all tweet it real quick.
Hold on, let me go grab my phone.
Okay.
Oh wow, you don't have your phone on you. That's interesting.
Well, no, I
could you imagine if I didn't have my phone on me? I'd be sitting around twiddling my thumbs all day tomorrow.
You know what? I was gonna fight back, but you guys are right. I
am television.
It is the Craftsman, but you know.
Let me go grab my phone.
It's okay. I'll give you.
I'm gonna go get my phone. I'm totally embarrassed. You're
right.
Are
we putting commas after bed and bath? Is that
you do it your way? I'll do it my way.
Well, I think.
By the way, imagine sitting with Billy the Kid, and he's like, "Let me go get my gun."
Yeah, exactly, Duncan. That's such a great point. I'm just gonna use that what you just said to talk a little bit about professionalism in terms of equipment for the comic. Brendan, maybe you can stop me if you disagree or agree on any of these points.
Stop in the name of love.
I love when you do that.
I am so jacked up on coffee right now.
Do you do that? Do you ever do that at clubs? That must kill.
Sometimes I'll do some word association, like if I'm doing crowd work. Generally, if I'm all jacked up on caffeine, you know? Because sometimes, I got to tell you, the difference between when I wake up in the morning before my coffee and after my coffee is like, it's like, before coffee, I'm like,
It's like you're swimming in mud, you know?
And then it's like, have a little coffee, and then, okay, I'm doing 10 things at once. Now I'm over here, now I'm over there. What
can
do you
I stop?
Change your oil, change
I
your
I was
tire.
Actually trying to stop him, but I can't because the guy's rolling through this rib.
The physicalities you're doing right now, I just so wish we were filming this because doing the pour the coffee in the mug into the mouth, and you're doing it so fast. It's like watching somebody. I feel like I'm watching a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Well, that's space work. No offense to the NASA astronauts out there, but it's a term.
There's a NASA astronaut listening right now, and he's like, no, it isn't.
It's a term
Brendan,
in comedy
you
where
you are giving this away
you,
right now.
Pantomime, you pantomime action. Right. So it's like I'm opening a cupboard, I'm looking around, and but you have to see, like, you really believe. It's very easy to do.
Now, I need to
after
go
years of training.
You got to stop the comedy for a second here, so I can make a legitimate point. You basically brought two things together that I wanted to talk about. We were talking about some joke ideas, joke launch pads. Mm-hmm. Coffee, obviously, a great one.
And the coffee sizes at the Starbucks, where it's like, speak English.
Can I finish here, please? Let me finish. But you're also, we're talking about Dunkin' didn't have his phone, and I was going to go into
Dunkin' Donuts, another brand of coffee.
Dunkin' Donut have his phone.
Dunkin' Donut. Oh, my God, tweet that, too.
But there's a lot of
name
opportunities, I hope is what you're talking about.
Comedian's equipment. Because like every job, you've got your tools. And I think Coffee is a tool. Phone is a tool. Mm. Pen is a tool. Notebook. What are some other tools you guys are never without, except for you, Duncan, and your phone? Yeah, let's talk about that. Some comedian tools that you really got to have in your belt, literally or figuratively.
I keep a picture of my stepdad
in
my wallet. My stepdad was a soldier. He fought in the Vietnam conflict, and he was a hero. And he
not to interrupt, but replace that picture with a picture of Carlin.
Well, the difference between me and you is that I take my inspiration from heroes of all shapes and colors,
I support the troops. But you got to support the troops.
I just did a tour. It sounded like you didn't. So
no, I'm just saying that for I get. The,
didn't it sound
the,
like that?
It no. did. Brendan, do you want a quick second just to redact what you said? I'll just give you the floor.
No offense. Let me stop to the you there. But there. I did. I mean nothing.
I do want to say this. Can I stop you for 1 second and then you could do it?
Okay.
I think one of the most important things as a comedian is having the courage and the guts to recognize that you're wrong. And if someone in the audience or someone on Twitter or someone in your social media asks you to apologize, you better apologize.
Well, I'm not going to go so far as to say that I was wrong. I was misunderstood. Mm-hmm. And if I offended anybody, I sincerely apologize. I support the troops completely. If I could, I mean, if you looked inside me, it's a red-blooded American, but it's also... It's an American eagle flying high up above the.
Let me just tell you right now.
Red, white, and blue.
kids, new people new to comedy. I hope you're listening because what you just got there was a classic example of a
raptor,
but a patriotic apology that sewed it up with a funny bone. Okay, that is a hard thing to do. And Brendan, you are a true craftsman. Well, for pulling
a lot
that
of
off.
Comedians think that. All you have to do is get on stage and act like an eagle, and it's going to be funny. But you have to not just act like an eagle. You have to really be able to deliver what an eagle is like. I think it's one of the funniest things you can do in your act is to do the sound of a bird or an eagle. And, Brendan, that was amazing.
And it's got to come from a real place, especially if you're thinking about a bald American eagle. That's the symbol. That's a federally protected bird. That's the kind of – that's. And that's America, and that's what people want. That's what we're talking about. Let me do one real quick.
Well, it is a...
Let's hear your eagle.
That was a good bird impression.
Holy shit, that's the best Kevin Spacey.
Wow, that's so... I thought it was someone else. Okay, same thing. So good. That's a big thing. So,
this bird just shit... on my car.
Do you think... Well, you know what? That's actually... Speaking of tools, that's also a great thing to have in the comedian's tool bag.
That right there.
Is an impression.
And I'm...
You could do 30
this
minutes
is,
that.
My, I apologize because this coffee has got my mind going 1,000 miles a minute. But how about this? American Eagle. Wah! It's like, I salute you, Eagle. Wah! And then meanwhile, on the ground, Christopher Walken's going to get into his Benz. And hey, who just... I dropped a red, white, and blue turd all over my Mercedes Benz.
Oh, I love that. That's such an upsell right there. Yeah. You're really milking that bit.
Well, it's a two-parter.
Oh, is that a chunk?
Could be. It's not. I'm honest. I'm just riffing. I mean, I do the bird. I do the American Eagle impression on stage, but not in that context. I mean, I do walk in and an American Eagle, but
do you guys want to do a quick talk about? Do you want to talk about the difference between a bit, a joke, a punch up? Chunk and just so those different nomenclature.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, Duncan, you want to start us off with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is a bit?
Well, a bit is the final sort of like when you have the how do I put this? My stepdad, he was in Vietnam, and he is now partially a vegetable with Lloyd Webber Carlson syndrome. So he's got
support the troops.
Bile. Regurgitates bile.
The queen of the bile.
Yeah, Brendan.
Like, you know, like the Nile, Egypt. Go ahead.
We're going to take a real quick break and come back. We're listening to The Craftsman with Duncan Trussell, Brendan Walsh, and this is moderating Johnny Pemberton. We'll be right back. Let me pause it real quick.
Yeah.
Hollywood vapor pen. Do you vape? You gotta vape. Why aren't you vaping? Get into the fog. Get into the steam. Get into the vapor.
Hollywood sometimes pen.
Coming out of Hollywood Vapor Pen, you're getting out, get a free, somebody got, go to Hollywood Vapor Pen. If you're not vaping, I don't know what you're doing. Hollywood.
The word bile is inherently funny, I'm sorry.
Hey, and we're back here on The Craftsman. This is your moderator, Johnny Pemberton, and I'm with two extremely funny comics.
Two cuckoo birds.
Hey, guys.
What's that? What time is it? Oh, it's cuckoo o'clock. Time for The Craftsman.
Can I say your names, please? You guys are breaking the one rule in show business.
That's
you know what that is.
That's the first time I ever stepped on that.
I mean, you guys have heard that rule, right?
No, what's the rule?
It's the one rule. Say what you want about me, but spell my name right.
I think that was
P.T. Jarkin said that.
P.T. Barnum, not Jarkin.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I thought it was, I don't even know myself. Brendan Walsh, BRENDONWALSH. Duncan Trussell, DUNCANTRUSSE.
Two S's.
Double L.
Okay, guys, but don't call me an SL.
Because it's like, a trussle. Like, you know, I don't know.
Like, like asshole.
I've actually got a couple of different ways I do my name. I do a J-O-H. Double N Y.
J O H double N Y.
And don't forget about the Pemberton, P E M B R T O N. That's where you go, right? Or there's P E M B E R T O N. They love that.
Especially BRENDONWALSH. I'm trying to do that. You know, remember that song 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
9, 10.
BRENDON. WALSH.
You know what? That'd be a fun audience bit to do. You just do that with like somebody.
We can get the audience to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you guys about a couple of things here? I got to talk with
audience sing-alongs are powerful.
They've been doing it for a million years.
Well, and that's a great way to get everybody on board with something. It's just like, hey, remember Cheers?
Yeah.
How did that song go? It's everybody. If you remember it, sing along. It's
like, give me the smile again.
Totally.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. Give me that smile again.
Is that Cheers?
Yeah.
I have something pretty cool here to share with you guys. Now, I'll let you guess where this came from after we talk about it. But this is a list I got from a pretty high-profile old school comedy booker who's still kind of in the game, but this is some stuff that this is what he gives to comics when he first meets them. And this is just some what he calls them road rules. this guy is not
not to
talking
be confused
about,
with the MTV show.
Yeah,
the same
great.
Name.
But to be confused with it.
Important.
So here's how it works. I'll just go off of them and we can kind of riff on each one I say. So here's what he says. Point number one.
Riff Huxtable. Rudy.
Here's his point number one. It's a two-drink minimum, not a two-drink maximum, right. Comics.
Oh, yeah. That's
damn right.
Right. So what do you think about that? I mean, that makes me think of, like, there's a lot of comics today who aren't selling drinks.
Here's the thing. Number one job when you're a stand-up comedian, if you're working at these clubs who are giving you a chance to do your art, and who knows what could happen. There could be an SNL booker.
Art. Okay, Picasso.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
They're giving you a chance to get up there and do the thing that we've all dreamed about doing since we were a kid.
Business.
When I was a kid, my stepdad said to me, you know, he thought it was very funny.
Uh-huh.
And ever since then, I've been doing everything I can to make him happy. And since he got sick, it's even more important for me to get happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I'm on stage, I'm thinking about Daryl, period. That's it. But the first rule before you're doing your art is you're helping the club that gave you a chance to be there. And
right.
How do you help that club, man? You help them by selling the booze.
I mean, that's what you're there for. I know you use the word art, and Duncan, I know you like to use that word. But really, when it comes down to it, you know, it's a business. It's a business first. It's an art second, if not
thank
third.
You.
So we got to keep that in mind.
And keep it. Listen, man, that's where your mind should always be.
Mm-hmm.
Please keep it there. Here's why we're doing this. We're here for the clubs. Right. We're here for the festivals.
Where else are you going to do stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
Besides a comedy club.
I
know some of these alternative comedians are doing...
Let me get my notebook out and I'll go up on stage
at a coffee shop, which, by the way, doesn't even have a stage. Just somebody set up a microphone.
Yeah.
And I got a bunch of hipsters. I got to talk to you guys about my new hipsters chunk.
Can you excuse me 1 second?
Hate hipsters.
Me too.
Sorry, I had to vomit everywhere for a second.
Because of hipsters?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
I know. Don't get me started on hipsters.
Don't get me started on hipsters.
This is what I do, and this is a great, like, when you want to get rebooked at a club, they're not going to look at, like, oh, how many laughs per minute was he getting? LPMs. How many LPMs was he getting? They're going to say, how many drinks did we sell?
DPMs. Drinks per minute.
Well, he was so funny, but we made $20 on the bar. Yeah. Let's invite him back next year.
I'm six years sober.
Congratulations.
This week.
Congratulations.
But you wouldn't know that from my stage. Exactly.
I'm doing shots of, it's Dr. Pepper instead of Jägermeister. And I'm constantly up there. I'm drinking non-alcoholic beer. Crowd doesn't need to know that. Somebody sends me a shot. I make it very clear to the bartenders, like, okay, my shot is Jäger because that's easy to mimic with
Coke.
A Dr. Pepper or Coke. And,
They
see the comedian having fun, and people keep buying you shots. They're charging them full price for a Jägermeister, and they're giving me not even a penny's worth of Dr. Pepper.
What you said is a great, great trick there. That is absolutely a great thing.
And it really creates a great party atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It's like, holy crap, we're at spring break. Like, this is a total spring break vibe. It's an MTV kind of situation.
Yeah.
And everybody's having a good time. And then people want
to
buy merch because they're having drinks.
Right.
They're having fun. They want to remember that night. So, you know, they'll pick up a keychain or a flash drive.
Can we all go around and do if you're a road comic and you're a road warrior, as we all are, and we've been on the road and we've done our time, you got a merch speech. You've got a thing you do at the end of your act. Or, you say to the audience.
Actually, I do it 10 minutes before the end. That's the best.
10 minutes before your closer, you do your merch speech. Mm-hmm. Can we all go around and do our merch speech? You start, Johnny.
Well, you know, you guys go ahead. I don't know if. I'm working on a new one right now, so I'm trying to think about
it.
I have a couple, but this is the one I've been doing lately that always gets a great response. I say, ladies and gentlemen, you might notice that I have these keychains and stickers and this T-shirt on stage that I will be selling them after the show. You can see me out front near the ticket booth, and I'll sign it for you. You can get a picture with me, whatever. And also, just so you know, all the proceeds go to charity. Charity is my ex-wife's name.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can I?
Bam!
Oh.
Yeah, it lightens the mood, and it's like, seriously, but I'll be up there. Don't be afraid to say hi, even if you don't want to buy something, buy something.
Yeah.
Best way to do it. My closer chunk.
That's great.
That's great, man. What I do when I do my merch speech is I have queued up, the sound guy has queued up the national anthem. And I get up there and I tell the truth, which is that here's the reason I do comedy. In 1968, my stepdad, Daryl Thorpe.
This is the vet. Uh-huh. He's a vet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He jumped on top of a man who...
Uh-oh.
Well, that's actually a good gay punch up there.
I mean, maybe say like, and get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah,
or something.
I
wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
I mean, I might because I do a lot of faggot jokes.
Yeah,
I
can't say faggot on stage anymore.
Well,
which
you
is
can
kind of
say
a bummer. Not in so many words.
My stepdad jumped on a man.
Mm-hmm. Sounds kind of gay.
I know. I don't mean to break the mood, but come on.
I keep thinking like about like two guys kissing or something. I want to throw up on my coffee.
I jumped on him, tackled him like, hey, let me get
all right,
a big
well,
old
you do
kiss.
Your fucking mercy.
Okay, here's mine. I have a similar thing. I have a sound guy cue up a little classic song called Taking Care of Business Every Day. But I have it on a loop, so it's just the taking care of business part loops. Taking care of business. And I go, ladies and gentlemen, I don't like doing this, you don't like doing this, but this is how it is. America, and we are taking care of business. And that's when I have a giant T-shirt the size of like drapes in a house,
yeah.
And it's a full size. It's a
it's
real
great, dude.
T-shirt. I roll that.
I'm gonna get another drink.
Okay, I roll that T-shirt out, and it's just like The laughs are he's really pissed.
I don't know. He'll get over it.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't sit around with a couple other comedians and talk about men jumping on top. Like, what are we supposed to do?
I know. I think it's just that Duncan is just...
he's touchy. He's like getting, uh-oh, sounds like somebody's on the right.
On their period, yeah. Oh, man. That's a great moment for punch-ups, is we doing should like do a, man period.
We should do an inside joke to him when he comes back about, oh, like, should, period. Yeah.
You're listening to The Craftsman here.
And this is a Craftsman Brenda Walsh, riff
Duncan
sesh.
Trussell, and Johnny Pemberton. Duncan has sort of taken some offense because maybe...
he's been touchy all morning.
Yeah, maybe S too many Ds under the bridge before going to do his open mic set.
Okay.
Hey, Duncan.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, so like I was saying, I just do this T-shirt thing where I just roll the T-shirt out. It's a giant T-shirt. Uh-huh. But here's the deal. It's got a picture of a regular-sized T-shirt on it, and they go crazy. They just go nuts, and that's the thing that they love, because it's like you're incorporating into the act and you're making the merchandise itself a joke. Mm-hmm. I also get a lot of things like googly glasses or just things like party favors for like a kid's birthday party. You just incorporate those into any joke and you can
hand
sell
those
them
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is and actually this time of the month is pretty good for merch sales,
yeah.
I find.
Because, you know,
totally, I mean, it's
people are
some
very
of us,
sensitive it's, to it's, your sales pitch a lot of times.
Yeah,
pretty
I know.
Sensitive because maybe
Duncan, you feel like it's your time of the month when it comes
bleeding,
to merch sales?
Bleeding money.
I spent a whole fucking summer wiping bile and diarrhea off of his mouth.
How did he get diarrhea on his mouth? And who are we talking about?
Oh, maybe he was 69ing the wrong way. 96ing? I've heard about that. 96ing.
Let me tell you something.
96ing would be
when
back
you get
to back.
Exposed.
Oh, yeah, poo-poo in the mouth hole.
Zipper fart. What's that? Zipper fart?
He jumped on a man who had a napalm grenade in his jacket.
In his pants.
And it exploded, and my stepfather was toxified, and his sphincter
in English, please.
Connected to his gastrointestinal system.
Toxic shock syndrome.
And it reversed his digestive process, so he had to eat through his rectum, and he would poop out of his mouth.
Come on, you got to see the humor in that.
It's not funny at all. Well, it is not funny. Do you know what that's like to have to push your stepdad over a table and spoon mashed potatoes into his anus?
Let me just
not
break
because
that's
as the moderator here. As
I've
a
never
moderator,
done that with your stepdad, probably I don't know who that one guy in Albuquerque
I don't
was.
Talk.
He might have been somebody's.
Can we just move on, Johnny?
Yeah,
ask another question.
Wait, I'm saying, Duncan.
Excuse me.
Somebody's
making
a serious moment.
Hey. Guys,
spoon it into his ass. Do you know what that's like to have to watch a hero take
Duncan,
mashed potatoes in his anus?
I'm going to cut your mic. Duncan, cool down.
Yeah,
okay?
Please. Duncan, hold
Brendan,
on.
Brendan, you too.
From,
don't be didactic.
I just
like
have
that,
a
okay?
point to make.
Can we stop for 2 seconds? Can we just
say
press
we all
reset?
Have material
stop,
that can be.
Don't
let's
run
stop,
the light. You do not run the
see where I'm coming from, though, right?
No, that's cool, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's fine.
Okay,
here we are.
Cool.
We're back on The Craftsman.
Love you, dude.
Comedian Duncan Trussell. Comedian Brendan Walsh. And
Obama and Merritt. What's his wife's
name? Hey, like I said before.
We're back on. I'm sorry.
Let me say your name, guy. I mean, geez.
I'd like to blame the barista at Starbucks Coffee for making me so.
I'd like to blame. I'd like to blame the burrito at Starbucks Coffee for making me go.
I'll tell you one thing. You do not.
You're getting burritos at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go down to Taco Bell and get yourself a cup of coffee afterward.
You know what? That's like getting a cup of coffee at a taco truck. I don't think so.
That's kind of what I said. I said it first, though.
Actually, I just sort of flipped it around, Brendan. Actually, I just flipped it around.
You did flip that thing.
Right. Okay, guys, let's
smack
talk about
it up,
this.
Flip it, rub it down.
Item number two on this classic.
Number two? Gross.
Number two.
Somebody put a number two on your list?
What
are we out of toilet paper
somebody
in the bathroom?
Put a
somebody
number
your
two
list?
On
actually,
lips.
That is item
on
number six. Item number six, avoid.
Is my mic coming through clear?
Item number six, avoid poo talk. On stage, if you're at a restaurant,
and
comedy club.
Avoid poutine. In Canada,
yeah, poutine. Here's number two, guys.
No, don't avoid poutine. Actually, a friend of mine did Montreal and
didn't
said
have
that's
it?
No, the poutine. You
great.
Have to try it. If any of us go to Montreal,
definitely talk about it.
Got it. Yeah, because it shows you've been there. It's true.
Yeah, and then you can talk about it. You can prove you've been there.
Okay, respect the booker. And this, what this guy says, I mean, a lot of people, you know.
Booker T. Washington coming in to play some blues.
Okay.
That'd be crazy if Booker T. Washington. Wait, no, is that the guy?
No, it's
the
not.
Singer?
You're thinking of someone else, actually. I think Booker T. Washington was someone else. But respect
the booker. Can we stop for a second and talk about how books are not as good as movies?
Oh my gosh, you know what? I have a cool book.
Wait, hold on.
I have actually, a cool book. It's called A Bunch of DVDs, okay? I have a great book. It's called My DVD Folder.
Guys, I don't know.
I love reading that book.
I don't want to blow your minds, but I have a whole library in my book bag right now. It's called an iPad with a Kindle app.
Beep, thank you. Beep.
Even that, though, I mean... Yeah, the only thing I read is a menu.
What do your list.
Respect the booker. And this is about, a lot of people know about respecting the booker, like being nice and kind. But here's a pro tip. Gift. A nice small gift to the booker goes a long way. I'm talking
a
about
like nice a, small a, gift.
A nice, did I just say that? Did I just say that? Oh
a
my
mice,
gosh.
Mice smell.
A mice
gift.
Tail gift.
Did I just say mice? My gosh. A nice small gift goes a long way, such as a $10 Starbucks gift card or maybe like a
smart
gift basket, something like that, just to say thank you for booking me here and find out what they like and just, you know, spend
also,
30, 40 bucks.
For your struggling
nice
comics
gift
out there too, at the very least, a thank you card after mm-hmm your weekend and make
yes
sure send it as soon as you get home or better yet, before you leave the comedy condo, send it so you know they'll get it the next day.
Right.
And then they'll remember that it's
and put a Starbucks gift card in there.
If you can afford it. But I remember when I was starting out, you know, I was sleeping in my car. I was doing a lot of road gigs. I, you know, $10 was a lot of money to me. It meant gas, and
but you got to do that Starbucks.
I couldn't
card
afford the Starbucks card, but definitely would go down to the Hallmark store, get a nice thank you card.
Yep.
And actually, if you go to the dollar store, you can get a whole box of thank you cards. Just for the young guys out there. Just get a whole box of thank you notes, and then you'll have them for a whole run.
Here's the thing, guys. These bookers, they're working their fucking ass off.
Like
they've
crazy
got a really, really, really hard job. What's our job? Our job is I hang out with my crazy dummy friends like you two.
Yep.
Such great pals. I love you guys so much.
Tell some drinking stories.
You make me laugh. I make you laugh. If I make you laugh enough, then that's a sign for me to write down a joke in a notepad.
Right.
It takes 2 seconds to do it. Now I just put it in my phone.
But in our defense, we don't. We never clock out. I'm always on the clock, to be
we
honest.
Never
like,
clock
I'm not performing
out
on stage all the time, although I do get up every night.
But it's fun and it's
I'm
not.
I always have my eyes peeled.
But
for
our job
premise
is nothing compared to the hard work that these bookers put in to getting week after week after week.
Well, and the bookers have the unfortunate task of dealing with comedians who are the craziest people on the planet.
And
I'm
the
first to admit it.
They got
to
deal. So it's you know, here they are trying to like run a business and help these clubs do well. And then they've got these comedians who are, you know, quite often alcoholic, drug addicted.
Or prima donnas.
Prima donnas
Ari
who
Spears
are like, ew, I want water in the green room. You know, they have to deal with that shit night after night after night. Mm-hmm. These guys are working really hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like even firemen, like a fireman, he, you know, puts out a fire from time to time. There are not that many fires anymore.
My dad was a fireman, though, so
but
they are heroes.
That's a great thing to bring up on stage.
But back,
Yeah.
Back when your dad was a fireman, do you mean a fireman or he dressed like a fireman when he went to the Blue Oyster?
Right. Yeah, because he's
a cat.
No, he was actually a firefighter.
YMCA!
I got a joke for you.
Was he
a fireman or just because he pulled on a hose so much?
I get what you're doing. But
I'm
honestly,
so familiar with hoses.
Let's back off.
Maybe
he has COPD.
Hosing down fires with a hose.
Sometimes my hemorrhoids are burning. I wonder if he'd come over and spit on my burning hemorrhoids.
I guess I'm a fireman too because I masturbate.
Yeah, well, dad was a fireman.
I bet your
he's a
dad,
hero.
Was your dad the pole official there?
They don't use poles at the fire department.
He
was a hero. He has COPD now, and let's move on.
Ass
Thank
up.
You very much.
Ass
Moving
up, please.
On and over now.
Item 4. Remember that your work.
I bet Brendan's dad liked to put his hand on a cock.
And then a hose after that. What's his deal, man? It's just we're talking about.
He's been
What's
doing this thing where he's like constantly drinking coffee and he's
just
like acting really weird.
Yeah, he's been going through like a bag of coffee a day.
Well, his fucking girlfriend, bro. Look, don't date a comic.
Don't date a comic.
If you don't want to get fucked up, don't date a comic.
Yeah, I mean, it's good and bad. It's great to date a comic because that way it's like your relationship is is your life.
Yeah, but so. You're just like, is it like, what's he doing? He's attaching himself to like somebody who's doing great. She's on Chelsea every other week.
Yeah.
She's, you know, she's selling shows. And
it's just
like,
horrible because she like.
She's, of course she's going to dump him.
She just does merch. You know, that brings me to point 12, which is about merch first, joke second.
Yeah. And let's go on about that. Yeah, merchandise. Well,
that's the thing. A lot of people think you got to write a joke from something that's funny. Here's what I do. And this is something I learned from this this old guy.
Okay.
Is you get the merch, mm-hmm. then you write the joke.
Wait, what are we talking about? Merch?
Merch.
Yeah, okay,
the,
yeah, yeah.
Write the
My
joke.
My favorite topic. Because...
Write the joke around the merch.
All right.
It's so easy. Take anything. I could sell you a blade of grass as at the merch table.
No.
As long as
it's
got my name
dude,
on
don't,
it.
What?
Shouldn't. That's not, because then it sounds like you're taking advantage of people. We're not, I mean, I'm proud of the merchandise I sell. I have flash drives, I have keychains,
that was a
I have
joke.
Stickers.
Yeah.
You're so wound up.
Well, but it
days,
comes
man.
Out that if you're saying, oh, I could sell them a blade of grass, it
yeah,
sounds
this,
like
this
I could sell them a bridge in Brooklyn.
This is the Craftsman, though. This is a safe place.
What's that? They always say that. These What's are, that bridge in Brooklyn? It's like, oh, it's the
Brooklyn
Golden,
Bridge.
What is it called, though?
Say something
What's
stupid.
What's it fucking called, though?
It's called
bridge.
The Brooklyn Bridge, goddammit.
It has a name.
Say something stupid, and I'll show you how the joke works.
You mean talk? you say to Brendan, when you say something stupid, you just say something.
You said show me something stupid.
No, I didn't. I said say, actually.
You said show. Let's something. Rewind the tape.
Say something.
Rewind the fucking tape! We'll see what you said!
Let's cut to a commercial.
Okay, item 5.
We'll see what you said!
No. Sorry,
totally,
man.
Yeah.
My bad.
Oh,
but
no.
You see, you did say show. You didn't
yeah.
say.
Sorry, dude.
Say.
Yeah, I know. I'm just such a muddle mouth.
Total, like, brain fart.
So here's the thing. Here's another big list
brain
on
fart.
Here.
ate a taco.
Uh-oh.
With my ear, now I've got a brain fart.
Did my brain just eat a Taco Bell? Because I just had a brain fart. Or I mean, oh no, now it's turned into brain diarrhea. Somebody quick, get me a hat.
Somebody quick, put a muzzle on me because I've got mouth diarrhea.
Somebody put this fire out in my brain because I've got brain diarrhea.
There's so many
I need
comics.
A brain fireman.
Diarrhea.
There's so many comics who that's what they have. They just have mouth diarrhea. They're not even funny, you know what I mean?
Diarrhea mouth.
So that goes to this point here. Remember that your work is other people's leisure.
Yes.
Your Monday is the working man's Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yes.
When you're clocking in, somebody else just clocked out. And you got to remember that because you've got hose pullers, I'm just going to fire them, coming in there. You've mm-hmm. got like, you've got some veterans and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You got to think about these angles when you're doing
yes.
comedy. You got to tailor them because, like I said, you're on the clock then, they're off the clock.
Right,
right.
And so the customer's always right. So if they're unhappy, if they're not laughing, it's because you didn't do your homework.
Well,
buddy.
That's where professionalism comes in.
Yeah.
Professionalism. I'm doing Christopher Walken again a little bit.
Yep.
But it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, hey, it's Friday night. You have two shows. It doesn't matter if your girlfriend just fucking dumped you
yep.
because
yeah.
she got some new fucking stupid job or whatever the reason.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But if it's
Tammy's,
like whatever.
Tammy very sorry.
She was cool, man.
Don't fuck.
Tammy Z was.
Don't. Can we? It doesn't matter
right. Dude,
what your
she,
personal
shit. I'm sure
shit.
You helped her out a lot.
Can we not? Can we not?
Okay, sorry.
But
on.
I, you know what?
But it doesn't, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying, can I say.
Let me not literally press. Let me just stop you.
Leave
for
your
a sec.
Problems at the door.
This is a show about comedy. Comedians are going to be around other comedians, and
okay.
they're going to fall in love with other comedians. And
that's not what we're talking about.
But you're.
It's not what we're talking about. What I'm saying is, if you're having a bad day as the comedian, you go on stage. It's your job to be the
She's
life of
very
the party.
Funny.
You leave that at the. Leave that outside. Whatever is if you're fucking.
It's not your
dad, or not even your real dad is like got an ass or whatever is the problem, or if your girlfriend
what?
Dumped you. Or if I'm just saying, whatever your
personal
problem,
man, it's like you're. She's like, it's like,
it's not. I'm talking about.
Okay, I'm not talking about you, and I'm not talking about Tammy.
She
I'm talking
only,
about
I'm just fucking stop saying
two kids playing on a playground.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody comes to one of the kids and says, "Oh my God, you're really good at playing at this playground."
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to go to a better playground.
Here's $10,000.
I'm going to drive you to a better playground. You play there, but you can only go by yourself. You can't take your friend who you're playing at the
That's
playground
totally
with.
Off topic, and I told you guys.
But you shouldn't beat yourself up because somebody took your girl to another playground where.
Speaking of getting beaten up, maybe we should change the subject.
Okay, well, I've got a nice list here. This booker provided me. of words to avoid on stage. Okay, I'm just going to go through these real quick. You guys can chime in.
Moist. Well, nobody likes the word moist, but I use it for comedic.
Would you mind for once if I...
okay, I'm
can
sorry.
Can you just stop
it? It is true. People hate that word.
Yeah. Moist!
You know what I hate is being interrupted by Brendan constantly. This goes on all the goddamn time. You know what? You know, I don't think you are like a real businessman of comedy because all you ever do is you're just fucking you're effing around. I'm sorry, he made me curse.
Is this guy being serious?
You're effing around all the time. Oh, I'm trying to.
Your dad's a fireman.
Oh,
my dad's a vet. It seems like your dad must have been a fucking cop because you sound like a pig right now.
Yeah, I don't really know a whole lot about.
Or
my
maybe
dad,
your
okay?
dad
oh, you
runs
don't?
A.
No.
Maybe he runs a babysitting facility.
Look, I'm trying to
fucking sound like a baby right now.
I'm trying to be serious.
Wait, hold on. This is a bit. This is a bit.
This isn't a bit. I'm trying
this
to be
serious. Funny joke.
It's a bit.
I'll put a bit in your mouth, horse mouth.
All
because
right.
You don't shut up. I'm trying to be serious about comedy here and impart some wisdom to these idiot kids.
Do you not know a lot about your dad? Because he was like, I'm out of here. My kid won't shut the fuck up.
You know, my kid's too bossy.
Maybe if it was your dad
or
something.
He should have been on that show, Who's the Boss? And be like, oh, Johnny, apparently.
Johnny should have been on the show, Who's the Baby? He could have been the star.
That's not even a show.
It's not really a mystery because we know who the baby is.
Yeah, who's the baby boss?
I'm trying to just... You know, if you... Go ahead and just, spew your stuff in there, and I'll
you're
just
moderating. You can't leave.
Kiss my A.
Okay. This is so stupid. This is so. We have to edit this
days.
So heavily now because number one, at the end of this, the way, I want to do an apology because I did raise my voice.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna say,
Johnny's
we'll edit this part out, but I'll say it was a joke. We should play it off like
he's these. Coming off antidepressants.
I don't know what he has to be depressed about. His dad's fucking rich.
Yeah, I know. His dad's an oil tycoon, and he drives a Mercedes.
I know. Well, that's like, I wish I had those problems.
And that is, the new X-Men movie is why I am very excited
X-Men,
about
more like
the X-Men.
X marks the spot for entertainment. What? Arr, matey, X marks in me spot in me booty.
Arr, dig into me theater and enjoy
that. Rebecca Romaine Stamos in that movie. It's like, ooh, X marks a spot. I just found some booty.
How we doing?
Let's cut to commercial.
And we're back. Oh, yeah. And we'll back it up and cut.
Howdy ho. Howdy
and
hi.
We are big.
Craftsmen. Duncan Trussell, Brendan Walsh, Johnny Pemberton.
Ninja throwing the stars.
Guys, smoking.
I have some pretty cool news. We talked about this earlier. Smoking. That's a great Jim Carrey, the mask impression.
Call back to when we were talking about Canadians.
You were talking about Chelsea lately, how it's important to speak up.
Yes.
And you guys know, but a lot of listeners don't know, is that I've had my voice is not as loud as a lot of other comics. Like I have a decibel sort of like a limitation. It's just like it's like a thing I've had since I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I got
I mean, you sound like if someone heard your like when you call to pay your bill for Verizon or whatever, they think you're a little girl.
Don't do my joke, okay? But here's the deal. I got approved by the medical insurance guys that I have.
Funny. I don't mean to stop you.
It is funny. I know.
Imagine right now you're like a 5-year-old in suspenders and you're... Can't you see that?
Yeah.
Like if you animated this, it's you and me and he's
Well, guess what? I got approved. I'm getting the voice surgery, so I'm going to be raised by 15 decibels. So I'm sure to get on Chelsea with that.
Go as loud as you can right now.
As loud as I can. Okay. Yeah. Like, what should I say? You guys say
be
something.
You're the next
people
contestant
would yell, like,
on The Price is Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm lousing it. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. That really hurts, actually. See, that's the problem. I can't. Like, how am I going to go up against a Joe Coy on a panel?
Here's my impression of Johnny doing that. Price is Right now.
That's I know. You know what? It's funny, but
let
it's
me
not
do,
funny.
Let me do
it's
okay,
not funny.
Yeah, yeah. You do
Here's
your
my
impression.
You're the next. Like a gnat.
Speak up. We can't hear you.
Are you guys not excited about my voice?
You know how there's Ant, the very funny comedian Ant, who's very successful, and I owe a lot of my success to Ant? You could be Nat.
I don't get it.
Like, he could be, like, his name as a comedian could be Nat.
Is this water okay to drink? Has this been here for a while? What's
No, it's fine.
Okay. That was mine.
You could be
no
Nat.
No homo. No homo. No homo. Johnny just drank off my glass.
drank off your glass. I drank out of
I got to tell you guys, it's very important. If you're sending an email and you compliment someone, I do think it's important to put no homo at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Because worst case, you know, it's going to make – if they are gay, they'll know that you're not interested in having sex with them. But best case, it's going to make them laugh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and what – I applaud any comedian who is brave enough to come out of the closet and be a gay comedian.
But you shouldn't. I think that's something that should be that shouldn't be your material.
It depends on what kind of. I disagree because that is using your strengths or shortcomings. You write what you know.
Here's
the
deal.
So you're a gay person. You write about being gay.
I think it would be better for a straight guy to say that he was gay than for a gay guy to say he was gay.
There are a couple guys who do that.
What you gotta do?
That's a great angle.
If you're going to do gay, that's got to be – that's your material.
That's you.
Yeah. And well, that's what it is.
Exactly.
And that's like – I know two straight guys personally who have gay acts. And I tell you, they work nonstop. There are so many gay cruises and the cruise ship circuit.
Are the gay cruises called Tom Cruises?
It's called Lighten the Loafers on the Lido Deck.
That is a real great one, Duncan. That's when we're talking about a lot of jokes that work in many, many different markets.
Yeah.
Get us just celebrity reference.
That's a multi-market joke is what I call that. And I'll tell you, this is a system I use when I'm writing jokes. I have a filing system. You can look right over there and see in my office there's a filing cabinet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That thing is filled
with
jokes.
Looks like R2-D2. More like R2-D don't or something. R don't,
well,
D2.
Well, I think it's an R2-D do make a filing cabinet. I think it's
a one diarrhea joke coming right up.
Luke, I am your father.
Chewbacca.
Very funny, very funny.
I am Darth Vader.
Hey, is that Obama or is that Darth Vader? Sometimes I don't even know, you know, because the way that guy speaks, you know.
Dude, I never thought of it.
Shut up!
Obama and Darth
Vader. Shut up! Just shut up for 2 fucking seconds.
Dude, this whole flow of this, I don't think we should release this.
Pause. Let me just go back to my point.
Okay.
R2-D2. No. I meant it's like a do thing, like do it, not poop.
Oh, R2 to do.
Oh, yeah.
Like a to-do list in the shape of R2-D2. I've heard of those. That's a great novelty. You can just put I have a stamp.
I'm saying make a filing cabinet and put in it your jokes based on the markets they appeal to.
Oh, that's a great.
So I have a filing cabinet that has in it market jokes, like single market jokes.
Nice.
Which is kind of like the, you know, jokes that are going to appeal to Italians. So there's jokes like all my spaghetti stuff.
That's
or all
great.
My meatball stuff.
Now, tell me, is this, going back to the 80s, some of my favorite comedians had a lot of material about Italian women and having like hairy armpits and mustaches. I think that's great. But like, this, you know how
shaver.
PC everything's gotten.
Yeah.
And is that still acceptable? Honest question, too. I mean, I know it's funny to bring up, but I honestly don't know. Is that like
doing like a hairy armpit Italian joke?
I think it's great.
Yeah, Italian women having hairy armpits.
Let me tell you something. I was just at the Haha Cafe, and I saw Green Gallagher do this.
Green
Gallagher.
Got it.
What's that?
He's like, you haven't seen him?
No.
He's this hilarious kid, man. He's straight out of UCLA.
Black kid?
Yeah. And
oh,
he's
cool.
Fucking funny, man. But, you know,
African American kid, I mean.
Whatever.
Guy, man.
Right.
He is out of this world funny. He is so great. Half black, half Chinese. He does this incredible joke.
Oh, man. Oh,
some
man.
Some people have all the luck.
Jeez, that is something else.
I'm telling you, he hit the fucking jackpot.
Yeah.
That's a cash cow right there. Mm. That is a cash cow.
If only he was like part Jewish, and then, you know, he'd really make it in show
basically
business.
Basically
yeah, right?
He's great. Uh-huh. Really, really fucking funny. When you hear him do that my dad's Chinese, my mom's black, I guess that makes me a guy who likes chopsticks at night.
I don't even get it, but it's funny.
Yeah, I know.
You know
no,
I mean?
It's good. I have seen, I know what you're talking about because he has that whole, it's like his dad is like, doesn't he have a bit with like his dad is like Confucius.
His
and
dad's
his
so
mom
confusing.
Gets, oh,
his
that's what like, it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His
dad says confusing instead of Confucius.
And
talk
his mom
about.
His mom has no patience for him or something, right? She's always like,
you need to get your Chinese ass out of my fucking kitchen while I cook up grits and greens.
Collard greens or something?
Yeah.
I've seen that guy. No. He's good.
He's good. The best place to be. That's a great, fun, outstanding spot.
Well, that goes back to the gay
thing.
The gay comedian. If you want to be a gay comedian, there's a
be
lot
a gay
of
comedian.
It's easy.
Can we talk a bit about
I don't
some,
think it's any easier than being any other kind. I mean, I'm kind of the party comedian.
Yes.
And there are other
it's
parties.
Easy, it's as easy as saying yes.
To being gay? No thanks. I mean, no offense, but no thanks.
Duncan,
I mean, no offense not to you, because I know you're not gay, but no offense if you're
I'm
gay,
not gay
and listening. I know.
Did you guys hear about this guy?
I'm not gay.
Doth do protest so much, maybe.
No, I'm not gay.
Perchance you guys, protest so much, my dear.
Who's that?
I'm not a gay.
Oh, shit. My wife will tell you I'm not gay.
Hey, guys, ask my wife.
That movie Noah's coming out, which I'm kind of on the fence about. Noah Fence. I just wrote that, actually. I think I'm going to punch it up later.
Something about bringing two... Got it. Not to step on your premise, but it is a movie coming out, so any of us can
do jokes
about
those.
I went to go see the movie Noah and just ordered a popcorn, a soda, and a Snickers bar. They made me buy two of each. Bring it into the theater. You have to bring two of every snack into the theater.
If I can be serious for a second, Duncan, you're talking about your filing cabinet.
Yes.
What I do, I just reminded me that my system is I have a false wall in my bedroom, and I have a large map of the United States, and I have in that false wall, I have different little filing nooks.
Yeah.
So what does it do is I put the jokes in like the state in which I'm going to do that joke and like with the ethnicity color-coded. Uh-huh. So I just have that in the false wall. So it's like this big, large setup thing. So if I know if I'm going to like Crackers in Des Moines, I know I just reach in that little
Indianapolis
section. Yeah.
I think it's a good idea, by the way.
Right.
My filing cabinet is remote controlled, so I can only...
That's great.
My filing cabinet's remote controlled. Uh-huh. I can only operate it from my keychain, and I do that because, you know, a lot of people are worried about someone's going to steal my jokes on stage, but...
How about in life?
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of comics, they know where you live. Mm-hmm. They know if you're a professional comic, you've been keeping your jokes in files.
Well, they know when you're out of town.
Can you imagine if someone had broken into Carlin's house?
I wish I was a cat burglar and...
You would do that.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
but that would happen.
On the wall.
Well, someone actually broke into Gabriel Iglesias' house.
And stole his jokes?
They tried to.
Really?
They tried to.
Where did he keep...
Well, that's easy to catch the culprit because it'll be known as jokes on stage, right?
Well, if you haven't said them.
They should do a Law and Order about that.
They just did one about a
rape comedian, which, by the way, Law and Order, shame on you, because it doesn't make the whole industry of being a stand-up comedian look good. It doesn't show the stand-up comedians in a good light. Shame on you, Law and Order, for doing that episode about a comedian who goes around raping people, because there's only been Vince Champ.
There's only been three to...
There is, without naming any, there are a handful... It's only happened a handful of times, and you know what? To fictionalize and create a comedian who does that is... that's shame on you.
However,
if you're listening and you're involved in a show, Law and Order... You should do an apology episode and do an episode about a comedian who helps people.
If I could just ask Brendan that we just don't talk about rape on
I think
the
that's
show
right.
ever.
I'm not doing a rape joke.
Hold on.
I'm not doing a rape joke.
I don't want to talk.
But I'm not doing a rape joke.
You are kind
of. It's not a rape joke.
You're trying to be funny.
No. I am not at all.
You are.
Law and Order. Look it up. Google. Hey, ladies and gentlemen,
Brendan,
go on the interwebs right now.
There you go.
Go to google.com.
It's not
funny.
Stop.
It's
not funny.
It's a real episode.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Stop it.
You know what?
You're doing a fucking rape joke, and it's not fucking funny.
Yeah, Brendan, it's not funny.
My stepdad was raped in Vietnam.
Guys, this actually brings up a good point, a serious point here. Even though, Brendan, I know you said that and you misspoke.
He jumped on a man.
We'll let you apologize later. This same Booker...
So then maybe your dad should have been in the
rape
episode of
Law and Order. Can I just finish this for a second to be serious?
Was the other man a consenting adult?
Can I be serious for a second?
I'm just saying, maybe he's...
Can I be serious?
No, he was sick. He was in a hospital.
Yeah, that's pretty sick to go jump on a man and have your way with him.
So,
yeah, you're okay. At least we agreed on something. Your
Brendan,
fucking dad or
Brendan,
whatever, stepdad,
cool
mom, boyfriend.
Cool it out for a second,
it's not
Duncan.
Funny.
Cool it out.
You know it. Do your fucking rape joke.
You guys, I have some...
And enjoy the fucking AV club.
Okay,
right,
do your homework.
I've got some constructive stuff to bring up here, okay? So this is from that...
And we're back!
This is from that same old school comedy booker, and this is some stuff. This is some topics and words specifically he says to avoid. And
okay,
maybe you can take a page from this, Duncan and Brendan.
I don't need to take a page.
I know, I upset Duncan just by reflex.
You know what? I'll take one of those pages and I'll add another number to it.
Look, you got to chill out, okay?
All right.
You're being...
And don't fucking touch me.
Some waitress, cut off the coffee, please. These are words that he says is best to avoid.
I guess if every time I turned on Chelsea and saw my girlfriend...
All right.
Yeah, she's on there a lot, isn't she? She's on there every night now?
Every other night, it seems
she's
like.
She's like a regular, man.
I don't know. I don't watch the show. So what are these words?
Well, I just heard...
Probably make me stressed out, too.
Make me stressed out.
I just heard something very unprofessional come out of Brendan's mouth.
What?
I don't watch Chelsea.
I don't know that.
How can you...
What is that?
Go back to the words.
Are you a comedian?
Yeah.
Do you watch...
All right, yeah, bye. Go back to... I go to comedy school. Let's listen to the words. I'm the new announcer for The Craftsman. Hello, my name is Todd. And hey, I'm a retarded.
Duncan, you should cut his mic before he burns bridges.
Right, he's gonna burn bridges.
You're gonna burn.
I'm just saying, what are the words that you were
gonna
say?
You're not gonna get booked.
Starting.
I'm stopping.
He's not gonna get booked, Duncan.
We're back.
And we're back, The Craftsman. Okay, so this is just some serious point here. This is still part of this. The same. This is my prize list I got from this booker that we're all lucky to be. I'm sharing this stuff. So these are some words that he says are just, you have to avoid these if you want to work the big clubs and you want to get booked at the big clubs.
Here's one word for you not to avoid if you're a booker. You're booked, Brendan Walsh.
Brendan.
Or three.
Brendan. Brendan.
Four words. Yeah.
I'm getting really pissed
off. Sorry,
go.
We'll stop. We talked about it.
We're back here in The Craftsman. Okay, so we left where I had this great list of do's and don'ts for comics that came from this old school booker.
Do you help Tammy write
old
jokes?
School. This is from an old school book. This guy's booked
Tammy
a lot
was
of,
going on. Did
this
you
guy's
help
booked
write
a lot of clubs.
She write her own
guys,
jokes?
You know I can't be loud
idea,
enough to talk over people.
My name's Tammy. I dated Brendan. Now I'm famous.
Oh, hey!
You know, I saw Tammy with Chris D'Elia at Canner's.
What the God fucking, you mother, come here!
Okay, so these are some words you should avoid using if you want to get booked, okay? Let me just go through these words. I definitely don't use the word dildo, anal rape, crib death, cunt, cum guzzler, fucking cum guzzler. Anything with cum guzzler in it is bad, he says. Land whale, food whore. If you're talking about land whale, like a fat
person. I have
a
great land whale joke.
You can say land
when
whale.
When I jump off my trampoline when I'm drinking Kool-Aid at the kids' party, I do three black flips, land on the back.
You
and
said
that's
three
how...
black flips.
No, oh, I said back
did you mean
flips.
Black, you said black flips.
Did you mean black
flips? You can rewind it.
You shouldn't talk about blackfish either. That's
I
not a good thing to talk
flip.
About.
That's actually a movie that
I
haven't seen,
flip.
But I see a lot of people posting about it on Facebook. And
give
shame
me a
on
break. It's
sea
a
world.
Fucking minnow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's a big minnow.
Yeah,
it's swimming around.
Hey.
You're going to get upset because a fucking minnow's mad?
Is it a fish or is it not a fish?
Oh, my tuna's angry.
Well, I have,
hey,
listen,
asshole,
listen.
Don't eat fish if you're mad at SeaWorld.
I have two personas, and one is my onstage persona and one is my offstage persona. And my Facebook persona, where it's like a lot of people, and I reblog a lot of things that people post and blog, and I'm behind the SeaWorld, whatever, the blackfish thing.
Yeah,
I know people
drunk
are
at the wheel.
About it.
Drunk at the wheel.
What are you talking about?
You're drunk at the wheel.
Yeah, he's asleep at the wheel, drunk at the desk, because that's the Brendan Walsh album.
All right.
I was thinking about, yeah. Asleep at the wheel, drunk, right. Drunk at work.
Let me tell you, I hope you're not like your fireman dad.
10 a.m., still drunk.
DUI in the fire truck. I hope your dad never
words?
Went through
what
a fucking...
What are the rest of the words?
I hope your dad never went through a DUI checkpoint in the fire truck.
Dad never went through
those
a
are
DUI
the words.
Checkpoint.
Cunt.
Oh, that would be bad. Cunt.
Cum guzzler.
Cum guzzler.
Crib death. Anal rape. Right, fucking cum guzzler. Dildo shit. Or
let's wrap it up, man.
Yeah, those are just words to avoid.
Thank you.
If you
good
get
thank
booked.
You, everyone.
Headshots. You make sure you know a paper airplane headshot.
Yeah, don't say headshots on
relax.
Stage.
No,
stupid.
You're
that's stupid.
Because
I would sell headshots
after the
show.
So what do we do? What's the idea here, Brendan? We keep you like for, you. We or are we supposed to like tie you down? So
what? I had a couple drinks. Fucking sue me. Who gives a shit?
You just
it doesn't
like
matter.
A dick right now.
I'm not a dick.
I don't know what the opposite
my
of
name
a craftsman
is. Duncan Trussell.
This was a craftsman, and then it turns into like, oh,
my name is
fucking,
Duncan Trussell.
Let's
at
fucking
Duncan
make
Trussell
fun
on,
of Brendan and his
at Duncan,
dad. And
at Duncan Trussell on Twitter.
At Johnny, Pemberton
Duncan
on Twitter.
Duncan Trussell.
J-O-H-N-N-Y-B-E-R-T-O-N. Twisting the Wind on Feral Audio. Check it out. It's a great. You can see me on Chelsea this Sunday. Alongside Joe Coy.
I'm not
going
to sign the consent form to release this.
And I will be in an upcoming Drunk History.
That's true.
I'm not going to sign
it. I'm very excited about that.
You can
Brendan Walsh.
Yeah, you can see me on Funny as Hell. Funny as Hell HBO Canada
this
Friday.
Doesn't fucking
and please subscribe.
I'm not signing the fucking release, so you can just stop talking.
Subscribe to the podcast.
On iTunes and give us a great rating.
Yeah,
thank you so much for listening.
Thanks so much, Johnny Pemberton at Johnny Pemberton on Twitter.
I want to do a plug still. If you guys are fucking still gonna do, I'm doing a plug.
Do your plug.
This is so uncraftsmanlike.
All right, fine. I'll fucking do it.
You know, I have a voice problem. You know,
Brendan Walsh on Twitter, Brendan Comic at Brendan Comic
Cum
on
guzzler.
Twitter.
Cum guzzler.
Cum guzzler.
What's that? Are you guys not done with your plugs?
Is
that are you guys working at the Cum Guzzler Festival
of
Figures? Because you're both fucking faggots and you fucking suck dicks all the time.
Cum Guzzler.
This isn't coming out anyway because I'm not going to sign the fucking release, you fucking asshole.
BrendanWalsh.cumGuzzler.
What's your fucking, what's the little faggot who puts this podcast out?
/ up your butt.
Brendan Walsh, for real, my plugs is
hair.
April.
Oh!
Fuck
that's
that
a,
mean.
That's an audience. Oh, that's a one. Have you done that in the audience?
That's what I call the ninja star.
Because you don't see it coming, but it slices deep.
I don't have anything else to say, so.
Cum Guzzler.
YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Yay, I'm Brendan.
YouTube.com/
okay.
Cum Guzzler.
No, just fucking.
And watch Tammy Z on Chelsea don't, Lately.
Okay,
that's
now there
so
is something
funny.
Else. I since I didn't, I'm not going to sign a release, and I do not give permission for this episode of the assholes, the craftsmen,
you're
just
drunk.
For legal purposes.
You're
number
drunk.
One, I'm not drunk.
You're hammered.
Number two, I don't. I verbally give my non-consent for the previously recorded material to be released online or in any other capacity. Brendan Walsh, thank you.
I live in a sublet. My name is Brendan Walsh. My girlfriend's
Cum Guzzler.
What the fuck does living in a sublet have to
nothing.
Do with anything? Well, why would you say it?
Ooh, Cum Guzzler.
Ooh, Cum Guzzler. My name's Johnny.
My name's Chris D'Elia. I'm at Canner's with
Tammy. So yeah, Chris
D'Elia,
he's great. Watch his Comedy Central special or whatever the fuck he does.
And he's
who
dating your ex-girlfriend.
The key
who
is
fucking,
to...
I don't know who he's dating.
Here's a,
I don't
here's
pay
a
attention to that
pro
shit.
Tip. Gotta go out to eat after shows.
Why are you still talking to the microphone?
Pro tip.
We'll definitely cut this out, man.
Pro tip.
Here's a pro tip. Shut up.
Duncan Trussell at Twitter.
Johnny Pemberton at Cum Guzzlers.